Blog Talk Radio.
Project outbreak initializing. Booting. Completed. Now checking system. Loading. Completed. The beast is online. Test subject ready. All systems functional. Loading. Completed. Thank you for participating in Project Outbreak. Now injecting virus. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Am I on?
Yeah, I'm with you in the name of Jesus.
Oh, dear Lord. This is Reverend Ronald French. How y'all doing tonight?
Well, you're here, Reverend. Friend, Mr. French. What do you hear to testify, Mr. French?
I am testifying that I am a bad, bad minister, the sinister of ministers. I am evil incarnate.
Praise the Lord, you've seen the light. You've seen the light, praise the Lord.
And I am enjoying the show so far. I was actually calling to listen.
This is not a show for your enjoyment. This is a show for you to be redeemed. If you're not going to be redeemed by this show, Mr. French, then we're going to cast you out. Should we cast him out, Pastor Bob? Pastor Bob, are you with me still?
I'm here.
I'm still here, brother. I'm praying for Brother French right now.
Uh-oh. I feel the demons coming.
We find those demons. Cast them out, Mr. French. Cast them out.
I can't help it. There's a keg.
I told you.
Naked
feel
women.
The power coming from your computer monitor. Feel the power coming from
them.
That's Jesus.
Titties everywhere.
Feel the knees.
I got, oh no. There's a keg. There's a big, you know, big keg. Lots of women. Oh, good God. I'll be right back.
Don't
touch that there. Cast it out. Resist. Resist. This, the old Ismail Center, I don't think we should keep him here anymore. I think we need to cast him out, Pastor Bob. Do you think we need to cast him out? We cast this demon out of him here. I'm looking for the verse here in the script book, sir.
All right, Pastor Bob, I'm going to cast. Mr. French, do you take Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Oh, I don't know. The dilemma I come across.
That is the wrong answer, Mr. French. We do not have a place for it here. You are cast out. So you are cast out, Mr. French. By the power of Jesus, we need good people to call and testify who are ready to be redeemed, who are ready to be sanctified by the power of Jesus. We've got more to talk about this evening in regards to this unholy and vile radio show. These sinners, these people on the Satanic International Network sharing their free thoughts and their intellectualism. They're wrong, aren't they, Pastor Bob?
These are heathens. These are devil-worshipping heathens, Pastor Bill.
By the power of Jesus, the pastors of the Church of the Immaculate Conception are to cleanse all that is unholy. Like the tongue of Christ, we will lick clean all the putrid and sinful nether regions of the Internet. Pastor Bob, why don't you tell about some of our programs, some of the things we've got going on that's going to bring these sinners back to Jesus?
Let's see. I'm looking right now for the program, sir. We've got Get the Devil's Hooch and Get Off the Devil's Hooch and On to Jesus Juice. Shots Done for Communion. And we've got Sippers for Christ program, known for their laying of hands. Pastor Dan's Retreat for Wayward Boys. Help them boys get a firm grip on their salvation. And World End Prayer Board, praying for nuclear apocalypse.
Amen. We have programs that will help bring the heathens back if you love Jesus. If you want to find your way back to Christ, and what we first need to do is we need to unite all Christianity under one Bible. And what Bible is that, Pastor Bob? That's the Bible is the New King James Bible. That's the official Bible of the Church of the Immaculate Conception. The New King James Bible is the only text that is holy, and all other Bibles are of the devil. If you have another Bible, you need to burn that Bible and get yourself a New King James version of the Bible, Pastor Bob. Isn't that correct?
Amen.
And you know, you sinners out there, we love you. It's just the sick and twisted things the devil makes you do that makes me want to kick your ass. To that end, we have been graced by the presence of the Lord God, and we will exercise all listeners at the end of this broadcast. Tom, are you still with me?
I'm just looking at some of these images here on the Spirit of the Beast website. I've got to say I'm mortified.
Oh, I'm mortified too, Pastor Bob. It's horrible what's going on there at FearTheBeast.com. I admonish any of the sinners listening to this radio show to go to FearTheBeast.com. Do not go there and look at the nakedness and the twistedness of the digital artwork of one T.C. Downey, one sick and unredeemed soul.
Have you seen this Creative Oddity Studios.com?
It's horrible.
All kinds of demon women doing perverted things.
Praise Jesus. It's awful. It's horrible. We admonish anybody listening to this www.creativeoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityoddityo naked things and twisted things and things that'll make you think unholy thoughts from your past. Do not go there.
This is just horrible. It's horrible.
Oh, Pastor Bob, Pastor Bob, I got a notice here from our church, from our people in the church and everything else. The New King James Version of the Bible is no longer the official Bible of the Immaculate Church, the Church of the Immaculate Conception. That Bible has now been considered unholy and evil. The new version of the Bible that is accepted by the Immaculate Church of the Conception is the New International Version. We are denouncing the New King James Version. So if you have not burned the New King James Version of your Bible, you need to burn that now because that Bible is unholy. Now it is the New International Version that is considered the official Bible, the only Bible for Christianity.
Amen. Amen, brother.
Now, if anyone wants to call in here and testify, if anyone wants to call in here and speak about how the power of Jesus has affected them this evening, they can call this phone number, this unholy demonic phone number, 347-989-1371. But by the end of the show, by the end of this hour, we will have cleansed even that unholy phone number, and it will be pure in the light of Jesus Christ.
Testify, brother, testify.
So let's talk about what you can do, sinners, what you can do for the Immaculate Church of the Immaculate Church, because the Church of the Immaculate Conception. What we need you to do, what you need to do right now, first of all, I want you to reach out and I want you to touch your monitor. And I want you to touch your monitor and I want you to say, I feel Jesus coming from your heart. That's what I want you to say to yourselves. I want you to say, I feel the power of Jesus. And what I want you to do, what I want you to do is while you're feeling the power of Jesus, I want you to feel that evil, vile credit card in your wallet, that evil, vile credit card that you use for devilish things, that you use for strippers and drugs and alcohol. And what you need to do is you need to take that vile credit card and you need to turn its purpose and send us your money to the Immaculate Church of the Conception, the Church of the Immaculate Conception. Can I get an amen, Pastor Bob?
Amen, brother. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, we talked about the programs we got going on this evening. We got to talk about the programs that the Church of the Immaculate Conception has going on in regards to how we're going to redeem the souls. And we talked about the giving up the hooch, giving up the alcohol, and getting into the Jesus juice. We got a whole variety, an open bar at the Church of the Immaculate Conception, where you don't just get wine. You can have mixed drinks. You can have shots. You can have butter and nipples. You're all blessed and for your soul. Praise the Lord, Pastor Bach.
You know what else, Pastor Bill? Angels are going to share an eco-friendly communist cause.
That's what I'm saying, Pastor Bob. Exactly that's what I'm saying. That's right. The Jesus juice. You get yourself some Jesus juice. And we have somebody in the chat room right now that said they were touched by Jesus once. They were touched by Jesus. Well, you can be touched by Jesus again. You know how you can be touched by Jesus in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Pastor Bob? Through our holy strippers, through our holy strippers who will lay their hands upon you and fill you with the feeling of Jesus, filling with the power of the Holy Lord. They will fill you from the iniquity of the very pit of your soul all the way up, and you will shoot that whole unholy thing out of you and into the ceilings and into wherever it goes as nastiness. All strippers. Man.
Amen, brother. Amen, Pastor Bill. Amen. Men and women are the property of Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Another one of the programs we got going on. We want folks to testify about this. We have Pastor Dan's Retreat for Wayward Boys. Pastor Dan was once a sinner. Pastor Dan was once wrong and knew the iniquities of the devil. But now he works with young men. He puts his hands upon them. He's helping boys get a firm grip on their salvation, teaching them the ways of loving themselves from what I understand. And from what he tells me how they love themselves and how they can love their fellow man, love their fellow brother, love one another. That's what Pastor Dan's message is. I haven't been to one of these retreats myself. But I hear he's doing some fine work there. Those boys seem happy when they go with Pastor Dan, and they look like they've been affected by the power of God when they get back from that retreat.
Amen, brother. Praise the Lord. Demons be gone from
the
people. Dirty, vile, sex-loving, filthy, hippie, communist, Satanist.
We don't hate you, though, Satanist. We love you. It's your sins that makes us want to punch you in the mouth. It's your sins that makes me want to kick your ass. It's what you do that's wrong. But if you take on Jesus, then you'll be my brother. You'll be my friend. And you'll be somebody that can give me some money to help our church go on, the Church of the Immaculate Conception. Can I get an amen from you, Pastor Mark?
Amen, brother. Amen.
And we have 45 minutes, and at the end of this show, everybody listening will be exercised. We will be performing a mass exorcism on the air. So everybody listening to this show, they will be exercised of all their demons. They will be...
Brothers, call in now and repent. Call in. Numbers 347-989-1371. Call in and repent now. Praise your soul.
It's a vile number. It's a vile number. It's a vile radio show to use. But Pastor Bob and Pastor Bill have taken it over. Pastor Bob and Pastor Bill are making it what it should be. We're bringing the power of Jesus to the use, to the listeners of this horrible, dank radio show. You people, you sinners out there, you're laughing now, but we'll be laughing from hell. It'll be you laughing from hell while we're up in heaven doing what we're told, being good little Christians, marching goose step through the golden streets of heaven while you're laughing in hell. You're wrong. Call in now. Call in and tell us why you're wrong. Testify. Let us know that the power of Jesus has touched you tonight.
Snowstorms of God's way of punishing Wisconsin. You folks remember that. Call in now. Testify.
Or, you know, if you don't feel like calling in and testify, then you could just donate. If you want to show your love for Jesus, if you want to give the Church of the Immaculate Conception a love gift tonight, we'll take your change. We'll take your folded money. We'll take your credit cards. We'll take your grandmother's teeth if they got gold in them. Just get a hold of us, and we'll let you know how our help writers are standing by, and we'll let you know how to contribute to the Church of the Immaculate Conception. We got some sinners on the line. Okay, we're gonna start with the sinner from. Let me bring you on the line here, sinner. Sinner, you're on the line. Area code 612. You're on the line. Are you ready to testify? I feel the power of Jesus.
Amen, brother. Amen. I just wanted to know. It's just that, you know, I just read the Bible. I've been a Christian for a long time, but, you know, I just often find myself dreaming of...
Before you go any further, what Bible are you referring to?
The King James. Anyone else deserves to have their children raised from birth.
No, we condemn the King James. The King James is condemned. We condemn the New King James Version. It's the New International Version that is now the official version of the official Bible of the Church of the Immaculate Conception. So you need to burn that Bible book. Burn the New King James Version. It is no longer accepted. It is no longer accepted in Christianity. That Bible needs to be burned. You are reading the devil's words when you read that Bible.
I might be a sexually confused Christian, sir, but I think you are mistaken. I do think that the devil has, in fact, got you in his grasp.
That's wrong. I think we need to cast this sinner out, Pastor Bob. I think this sinner needs to be cast out. He's a demon. We got another call to take. I'm casting this demon out, Pastor. Sinner, you are gone. You are cast out. I cast you out by the name of the Lord Jesus.
I cast you out, Paul Beeman.
We got another sinner on the line, Pastor Bob. We got a sinner from the area code 613. Sinner, are you on the line? Are you ready to testify and feel the power of Jesus?
I'm ready to testify from the power of Jesus and tell you my experience that brought me to the Lord. I dreamed I was walking along the beach with the Lord, and across the sky flashed scenes from my life. For each scene, I noticed two sets of footprints that belonged to me and belonged to the Lord. When the last scene of my life flashed before me.
Wait a second. He was flashing your life on the sky for you to see? Is that the power of the Lord you saw?
The power of holy projection.
The power of Jesus Christ and his daddy God are running some kind of movie theater? That was the devil. The devil was showing you those scenes. The devil was running some movie theater. You don't have no theater going off and like, I'm the power of Jesus. They talk to you like little people. I train little people. They can't afford a projector. They can't afford a big screen television across the sky. That's why we need to send you send us money, brother. But I'm telling you, that was the devil projecting those images. And I think we need to cast this one out now. Pastor Bob, I think this one needs to be cast out as well. Jim, are you ready to prepare to follow Jesus?
Cast him out.
Jim, why are you laughing? Are you ready to feel the power of Jesus?
I'm ready to feel the power of Jesus.
I want you to lay your hand. I want you to lay your right hand on your monitor, and I want you to lay your left hand squarely on your testicles. And by the power of Jesus,
sticky.
I say,
amen.
Say you are. What's that, sinner?
The monitor is sticky.
The monitor is sticky. That's a good sign. That's a good sign. They can feel the power of Jesus. So, sinner, I want you to say, I love me some Jesus Christ.
I love me some Jesus Christ.
I love me some Jesus Christ and some fried chicken and some chicken strips. Say it.
Don't forget the watermelon.
No, I didn't say anything about watermelon. See, that's wrong. That's wrong. See, that's the devil's speaking. We got to cast him out, Pastor Bob. He's been cast out. That's a shame right there.
I cast you out,
Jimmy.
I cast you out.
He was so close. He was so close. We got another caller on the line. We got a caller. Okay, now let me try that again. The demons are messing with the show. They made it hard for me to get this sinner on the line. 619. You are on the line. You are a sinner from the area code 619. What sinner? Say it, son. What are you going to testify? See, you tell us about the power of Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
I got a little story to tell you about when I found Jesus and accepted him into my life. I was just a wee man.
Tell us the story about the Jesus.
Tell you the story of Jesus. I know Jesus. I know he's real. He's not just an imaginary friend because when I was a child, I went to the clergy booth and he put his hands on my genitalia and I saw the light. Amen, brother.
Amen, brother. If you didn't have sex,
you
got to do it for
purposes. You saw the light from the clergy booth?
I was touched by the hand of Jesus.
Did this clergy booth have a light bulb in it? Does clergy booth have a light bulb in it? Is that how you saw the power of Jesus? I think you're lying to Pastor Bob and Pastor Bill.
I think you're unredemptive.
You're an unredemptive sinner. That's what I think.
Amen.
No, I might be the grand poobah sinner. I might be the head sinner of all sinners around. But you know what? I found my way back to the Lord. Praise Jesus.
Is this that unredemptive sinner? Is that Jack Black of the Satanic International Network? Is that who we're speaking with right now?
That is me.
Jack Black, you vile creature. That Satanic International Network. I admonish all those listening to this show. Do not go to www.satanicinternationalnetwork.com. Do not go. It is a pit of iniquity. It is a pit of filth and snakes. It is not, Mr. Black. It is not that Satanic International Network.
But I'm here to say I found my way back to the Lord. Praise Jesus. Praise Pastor Bill and Bob. Thank you very much. My days of drunken debauchery and horn and boozing are over. Praise Jesus.
Well, now, that's not so fast there now. You know, we don't want you to give up everything. I mean, we understand. We want you off the hooch. We want you off the devil's hooch. But we want you on the Jesus juice. We want you to get on with the Jesus juice, come to the Church of Immaculate Conception, and spend your money at the holy bar of the Holy Word and get yourself your fix there. And we don't want you to give give up on reproduction. We don't want you to give on being fruitful and multiply. We've got ourselves strippers for Christ that will help you express those feelings and express that need at the Church of Immaculate Conception. So don't go all whole hog on us or anything like that, Mr. Black.
Maybe I need to do baby steps, man. Baby steps. I would just love to trade in the bottle for a bottle of Jesus juice.
Lord. Pastor Bobby, I'm a sinner to me. We walk with the power of the Lord, and we don't do baby steps. I'm casting him out. All right, we got more sinners on the line. Let me bring another sinner on the line here. Eric, 315, you are a sinner, but you're here to testify about the power of Jesus. Talk to Pastor Bill and Pastor Bob.
Okay, I actually have a question. Speaking of the power of Jesus, I was just wondering, I just robbed and killed Jesus on the side of the road, so I'm just wondering how powerful he really is.
We've cast him out. He's down. He's a sinner, a vile sinner, a demon. We've cast him out. Well, we got another sinner on the line. Let me bring this sinner on the line here. We got a sinner from Eric Hope. Sinner, are you ready to testify about the power of Jesus Christ?
Yeah, hello?
You're on the line, so I will check, but before you go on the line, I just got a notice from our church, the Church of the Immaculate Conception, that the Bible that we were using before is now no longer the official Bible of the Church of the Immaculate Conception. It was the New International Version Bible. We now need to denounce that Bible. It's vile. It's incorrect. It's of the devil. The new official Church of Christendom, the new official Church of the Church of the Immaculate Conception is the New American Standard Version. So that is the new Bible for our church. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Pastor Bob.
I don't really understand what that is. Can you explain to me further?
Is that the sinner that called in?
I'm not a sinner.
Are you questioning the power of Jesus?
No, I'm not questioning his power. I know he is an omnipotent presence. I know he's a priest.
Are you questioning his representatives, Pastor Bob and Pastor Bill?
I'm not a sinner, though. You're calling me a sinner.
The Bible says you have to be a sinner.
He's not a sinner. You are a sinner by the power of Jesus. And everyone is a sinner until they are redeemed. Pastor Bob, I think we need to cast this one out.
How am I a sinner?
I cast you out, demon.
You are cast out. We're bringing another sinner on the line. Sinner from the 612 area code. Are you ready to testify for the power of Jesus?
Who the fuck is Jesus, mate? I'm just sitting here naked down here in fucking Australia, and I'm just trying to wonder what the fuck you're going on about, mate. Doesn't sound like you fucking even stop the cat's
breath. I don't understand what the sinner's saying. He sounds like he's possessed. He sounds like he's speaking in tongues.
Yo,
and
you
I'm
get fucked, you fucking wrong. I'm going
to
tell you, motherfucker.
He is cast out. We've cast out a lot of demons tonight, Pastor Bob, haven't we? We've cast out a lot of demons already tonight.
Yeah, he's clearly from down under. Clearly.
But we are ready to hear some testimonials. We are ready to hear some confessions. We want you to tell us your sins and how you came to the power of Jesus this evening through Pastor Bob and Pastor Bill's taking all of the ooze for this hour. The phone number to call in is 347-989-1371. And while you're thinking about calling in, while you're thinking about your testimonial, I also want you to think about giving a love gift to the Church of the Immaculate Conception. We will take your aluminum cans. We will take your couch change. Whatever you want to give is a love gift to the Church of the Immaculate Conception to help our ministry continue on and to continue this healing power of Jesus, redeeming all society, but redeeming tonight the ooze and all the vile sinners listening to this radio show.
Heathens. Filthy heathens.
Amen. Foul heathens. Especially those heathens that go on down to that fearthebeast.com and read it up on that website. Looking at the poetry, he calls that RTC town. He calls that a beautiful thing. I say it's evil. I say it's vile. His fiction, his artwork, his tales at fearthebeast.com. Do not go there, sinners. Do not go if you're listening to this show to that website. It is awful. And by the power of Jesus, do not buy anything from him. Do not buy anything from him or the Jason Sorrell at CreativeOdityStudios.com. Do not buy a sticker from that man.
I just can't get over this one picture, brother. This girl's folded nearly in half.
That's just awful. What website is that on? What page is that on? That's so awful. I want to see that.
I have to pray, brother. Dear Jesus, forgive these sinners, these vile heathens. Forgive them. They don't know that their nose runs out of their asshole.
Praise
the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. I'm so worked up right now, brother. I can't believe these people exist like this.
It's unholy. It's evil is what it is. It's wrong. I know it's wrong. I can feel it in my pants that it's wrong. When I look at these naked women on these different websites, when I look at these horrible things going on, I can feel it. I can feel the damage growing inside my docket short. It is wrong. Do not go to these websites. Do not go to these vile and at the ends of inequity. They are wrong. That's fine. Makes me work up a sweat. You give me some of that Jesus juice. I'm gonna get a little drink here. Good God. All right, so we got any callers?
Awful.
We got any callers? Oh, let's take a look here. No callers. Nobody wants to call in to 347-989-1371 and testify to Pastor Bob and Pastor Bill. I know you're afraid. I know you're scared. It's powerful. It's a powerful moment for us all. But tonight, you are all going to be exercised. Whether you like it or not, we are going to be exercising demons from all the listeners of the news, from this on the live radio show, in the chat room, everybody that archives the show, they will be cast out. Taking a breath. Here's Pastor Bill's getting all sweaty. Gotta take a breath. Good God. Praise the Lord. So let's talk about these vile smokers and consumers of the devil's leaf. I want to talk to you people, you vile marijuana smokers, you hippies, you dirty, filthy marijuana smokers. I want to tell you that that's wrong. That's wrong unless it is the marijuana grown by the Church of the Immaculate Conception. That leaf has been purified by the power of Jesus. That leaf is good for you. It does the soul good. And you need to get some of that leaf. Get off this smack that you're getting from somebody else. Get off this junk, this Colombian gold, this Hawaiian rose red. Get off all that. Get yourself some of the Church of the Immaculate Conception, ganja. That is the leaf of the Lord.
Hello?
Do we have a caller? Caller 608, area code Sinner, what do you have to testify about?
Who is this?
Sinner, this is Pastor Bill. What do you have to testify?
Pastor Bill, I don't know. Why'd you call me, Pastor Bill? Hello?
I cast you out, demon.
Pastor Bob, can you hear me?
I can hear you, brother.
It seems that the demons have been reaching out and combating my cell phone's ability to talk to you tonight about the power of Jesus, but that's not going to stop us. I am back. I am here to talk to you about the power of Jesus. I'm not sure what happened there. I'm not sure how some foul demon ended up hanging up my phone, but I am back on the power of Jesus. I will not be stopped. I have a message to bring to the people, and the people will hear it this evening. So if you have a call, you want to talk to Pastor Bob or Pastor Bill, if you want to testify about the way that Jesus has touched you, or if you have a love gift to give the Church the Immaculate Conception, call in at 347-989-1371.
Amen, brother.
Pastor Bob, I just received a message from the Church of the Immaculate Conception. The New American Standard Version of the Bible is no longer the official Bible of the Church of the Immaculate Conception. If you have the New American Standard Version of the Bible, you need to burn it because it's of the devil. We are now using the Revised Standard Version. That is the official word of the Lord. That is the word spoken by Jesus. And that is the Bible of the Church of the Immaculate Conception. Pastor Bob, are you there? Please, dear Lord, tell me you're there, Pastor Bob. All right, I don't know what happened to Pastor Bob, so I'm gonna keep going. I want to talk to you people about the troopers for Christ. What's going on by the power of the Lord? Let me call that. We got a caller. Caller 661, there you go. You are on the air.
An outgoing call from the ooze. Hello.
Oh, we got somebody out there. We're calling people. We're reaching out to the heathens.
Apparently, we are.
Are you a sinner, son?
Only the best sinner on the block. Only the best sinner on the block, fellas.
Only the best sinner on the block. I find out hard to imagine. So we're here to redeem your soul. We're here to bring you back to the power of Jesus. Are you ready to see? Are you ready for the power of Jesus? Are you ready to come back to the Lord?
Let me think about that. No.
Oh yeah, we got a caller.
That's you
out, demon. He's cast out. We got a caller. We got a sinner calling in. Sinner calling in from 619 area code. Testify, my son. What do you have to say to Pastor Bob and Pastor Bill?
Praise Jesus. I called to talk to Avenger Satanus because we all know he's a sinner and proclaims to be the new Messiah. But how can you be the new Messiah when there's already a Messiah named Jesus Christ, our Lord?
That's right. That's right, my brother. That is right. There is no other than Jesus Christ except for the Holy Lord God. And the Holy Lord God than Jesus Christ. And there's no other except for maybe the Virgin Mary. The Virgin Mary, okay, so you got the Virgin Mary and the Jesus Christ and the Holy Lord God and the Holy Spirit. Okay, so you just got it. Okay, so there's no other than that. No, there's the Jesus Christ, there's the God, there's the Holy Spirit, there's the Virgin Mary, and there's St. Peter. St. Peter, we got him too. We got St. Peter, and we got Jesus Christ, and we got God, and we got the Virgin Mary, and we got St. Paul. But you just play to whoever and hope that Jesus is listening and hope that Jesus picks up on that. You understand what I'm saying, brother?
I hear you, brother. But I want to convert Avenger Satanus, man. I want to speak to Avenger Satanus one more time. I think
so
we got technical problems. We got cut off.
We need to reach out to Avenger Satanus. Is that it? Pastor Bob, do we know this Avenger Satanus? I hear he's a nobody. I hear he's not worth our attention. What do you say, Pastor Bob?
I'm trying to get his number up on the air right now.
We're going to speak to this nobody. We're going to speak to this deluded fool that thinks he's Christ Jesus, or something similar to that. We're going to correct that tonight. We're going to fix that this evening. We're going to cast him out. We're going to cast the demons out of him. Although I don't really think he's worth our attention here at the Church of the Immaculate Conception, but we'll go ahead and do that. So we're doing that for you. That your brother here has a 619 area code. Do you have a thing to testify? We're calling somebody.
Hello?
This is the Church of the Immaculate Conception. Who are we speaking with, brother? Who's what holy sinner needs our help this evening?
We have come to help direct you back to the way of the Lord, Mr. Satanus. And
we're here to bring
you back to Jesus.
What's up?
Jesus.
You called me. What did you want?
We want to know why you're saying you're the false Messiah. Because, you know, there's only one Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ.
No, I'm a Messiah, too.
By the power of Christ, I cast out that demon that made you say that. That was an improper eye that said you were a Messiah. You just cast that out. It's only Jesus Christ. Only Jesus Christ. And who do we say? Jesus Christ and God and the Virgin Mary and St. Paul and St. Peter and the Holy Spirit. Only those. Oh,
you're saying I can't be the Messiah as well?
I don't understand what he's saying. He's speaking in tongues. I don't understand what he's saying. What is he saying? What is he saying? It sounds demonic, Pastor Bob. Should we cast him out?
No, let's give him a chance. Because Jesus will rid him of his ego and of his sins.
Pastor Bob, are you still there?
Church.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. By the way, sinner, did that sinner just drop off the line? We got another caller. Let me bring him on the line. We got another sinner on the line here. Let me bring him on the line. Sinner, are you there? 612 area code. Sinner, what can we do for you? And you can reach the church.
Who the fuck do you think you're casting at, you motherfucker? Huh? I fucking call up to ask you, Jesus, isn't you fucking casting
out
the wall?
He's been cast out. We cast out another demon, Pastor Bob. Let me talk about some of the things we got going on at the Church of Immaculate Conception. I've lost my place. Let me think about what we need to do here. Let me feel the power of Jesus. Let me find the power of Jesus here on Facebook real quick. You all hold on just a moment. We're gonna bring everything back up, and we'll go ahead and move forward from this point forward here. Oh, this is hard work. Testifying is hard work, let me tell you. Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, testifying on the church for the Church of Immaculate Conception is hard work, but it's well worth it. The rewards are well worth it. I guess myself, so Jesus chooses the Church of Immaculate Conception, the Holy Leaf. Okay, I got
Jesus. It's like your first line of cocaine, man. You will be healed.
It's like the first, second, and third line of cocaine, my brother. It is, and we have it. If it's a Church of Immaculate Conception, do not use any of that downgraded cocaine. Do not go and get it from a dealer on the street. If you want the purest form of God's power, you need to get the cocaine from the Church of the Immaculate Conception. I just want to mention, I got a message from the Church of Immaculate Conception. We were using the Revised Standard Version of the Holy Bible. That Bible has been found to be evil and incorrect. It is the Bible of the devil. Instead, we are now using the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. So if you have the Revised Version of the Standard Version of the Bible that I just got more than 10 minutes ago, said was the official Bible of the Church of Immaculate Conception, that is no longer correct. Burn that Bible. Burn that holy book. It's the New Revised Standard Version that is the official Bible of the Church of Immaculate Conception and all of Christendom.
And you praise the Lord.
All right, we got just a sinner from the 612 area code. Let me bring him on the line. Let me run. Sinner from the 612 area code. You are back. You are on the line.
You fucking revise your face and you knock me off the air along you again, you fucking bastard. Who the fuck are you?
He's a demon. We're casting him out. We cast him out. He's out again battling Tark. We cast him back into Hades, and that's where he'll stay. That's where he'll be at from now on. Pastor Bob. Pastor Bob, can I get a name
off
from you, Pastor Bob?
Praise the Lord, brother.
Apparently, this one miracle has not found her way back to the Lord yet. What can we do to convince you that the Lord Jesus Christ is your shepherd?
We have to see the power of the Lord, how it's being combated. You can see the demons calling in. They don't want you to hear this message of love, this message. We want to bring these sinners back to the Lord. And again, sinners, we love you. It's your sin that we hate. It's your sin that makes me want to fuck you in the ass with a spiked dildo. That's the power of Jesus you'll be feeling. That's the power of Jesus that you need. And that's what we'll be bringing to you.
Pastor Bill, I think it's time we
walk away. It takes your words away,
doesn't
it, brother? It takes your words away.
She's confused by the power of Jesus.
Amen. I want to talk about another mission we've got. This mission is near and dear to my heart. This is a mission. This is a personal mission of mine. I have Pastor Bill speaking to you from the Church of the Immaculate Conception. This is the World End Prayer Day. This is the day we know that Jesus won't come back until it's time to end the world. So we want all Christians and all Christendom to pray for the end of the world, preferably by nuclear apocalypse. That's the best way to cleanse the world of our lives so that we can bring Jesus back. So we want to have a World End Prayer Day. And we haven't decided what day this is going to be. We're going to get that message from the Church of the Immaculate Conception, who, by the way, that just provided me a message saying that the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible is no longer the official Bible of the Church of the Immaculate Conception. That Bible has been found to be incorrect, inaccurate, and is of the devil. The Church of the Immaculate Conception's new Bible is the Living Bible. We're denouncing the New Revised Standard Version. You want to get a Living Bible and to burn your New Revised Standard Version. Can I get it again?
Praise Jesus. Kill all of our loved ones and our children. Praise Jesus.
Yes, praise Jesus. We have a caller. Oh, no, that's the call. We already got on the line. Getting all excited about Jesus. Getting all happy with things. The power of Jesus and an evil dildo. That's right, somebody. Somebody's feeling the power of Jesus there on the chat room. He says he has an anal dildo and he's using it right now. And that's his love gift to himself. That's the power of Jesus you're feeling, brother.
You know, you can always flip your crucifix upside down, use the long end as an anal dildo, and you will feel the power of Jesus Christ with the splinters in your ass. Remember, there is no gain without suffering.
So we have some things from the power of the Lord. We have the power of the Lord that's going to be reaching out and affecting people on social issues. And 2011 is the year you're going to be seeing these things. I want to prophesize. I want to talk about some of the things that will be coming up in the year 2011. Prophesies that the power of the Lord has touched me and has urged me to speak on this. That aborted babies in the year 2011 will come back as zombies and they will eat their way back into their mother's wombs. Angels are going to shit on eco-friendly communist cars. That's right. Praise Jesus, brother. Praise Jesus. Snowstorms God's way of punishing Wisconsin for not being holy enough. Praise Jesus. Amen. If you are going to have sex in the year 2011, it should be for procreation. It should not involve vaginal wetness or penile erection. Otherwise, you'll be going straight to hell. If the vagina is wet or the penis is erect, it is evil. No sex if the vagina is wet and the penis is erect. 2011. In 2011, married women will once again, can I get a hallelujah on this? Married women will once again be the property of their husbands in 2011. I have a message from Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is speaking to me right now. Jesus wants me to let you know that gay men make Jesus very uncomfortable. I want you folks to remember the rule of thumb. Can I get an amen? Am I by myself here? Pastor Bob.
No.
Can I get an amen in the chat room?
We've got a call on the switchboard, Pastor Bill.
All right, let me bring the caller on. 613 area code center. It is Pastor Bob and Pastor Bill. We have taken over the news. We want you to testify about the power of Jesus. What say you, center? You are cast out. You are cast out, demon. That was unholy. That was evil. I'm not even sure what that was. Obviously you could hear me in the chat room. That's good. So that's the message we want to get out. There's people we want to hear. We want them to understand. We want to let people know that in 2011, everyone in the world will speak English, which is God's official language. That is God's official language. And I just got a message from the Church of the Immaculate Conception. The new official Bible is the new King James Version. Wait, I know that we just said that it was incorrect and it was the devil's Bible and we were getting rid of it, but if you still have your new King James Version, you need to keep hold of that because that now is the official Bible of the Immaculate Church of the Conception and all Christendom. So if you burn the King James Bible like we told you to about an hour ago, you are going to hell. I'm getting worn out here, Pastor Bob. Can you help me out? Can you help me out, Pastor Bob? We got about 7 minutes until we are going to exercise all that's listening. And we have a sinner. We have a sinner calling in. Let me go ahead and bring him on the line. Sinner on area code 612, testify, my brother. How do you feel about the power of Jesus?
Well, after getting cast out last time, I started to do a little bit of fucking Googling, and I just want to apologize for my early antics. I think I finally realized what the problem is. I found some of these images, and let me get it straight. You guys worship a guy that died for our sins, that got tied up to a cross half naked and died, yeah?
Pastor Bob, that sounds like a demon speaking that needs to be cast out. We need to cast that demon out, don't
mate,
we, Mr. Bob?
Can I just ask you guys a question before you cast me out, please? If you put a fucking, like, a mouth gag in him, wouldn't you be fucking gay? Like, seriously, don't you just find that just a little bit homoerotic?
John, you have a mouth of
a
devil.
A demon.
He's cast out.
He's cast out. I cast him out. Pastor Bob cast him out. The power of Jesus cast him out. He is gone, demon. In about 5 minutes, you unholy evil sinners of the youth will be exorcised, whether you like it or not. We will be casting out all of your demons. We will be casting them out and getting rid of all those demons. And then when we're done here, Pastor Bob, I'm going to go get me some Jesus juice at the Church of the Immaculate Conception, and I'm going to have a Holy Spirit lay their hands on me and heal me from the evil and vile things I've seen here on the news tonight and on those awful websites, the scourge of the internet, fearthebeast.com, Satanic International Network, and creativeodysstudio.com. I admonish you people not to go to those websites. Do not go there. It is a gateway to hell, any one of those three websites. Don't go there and look at the nudity, the nakedness, the sexuality, the raging intellectualism. Do not go there and be tainted by that.
Amen, brother.
Pastor Bob? Pastor Bob, we got a caller from area code 612. Dare I even take this call again? Let me bring him on the line.
I want to chop your fucking dick up, you fucking ass, mate. Just while you're fucking walking. I'm going
to
put your fucking fist up there, and I'm going
to
have you fucking gagging, mate.
Are you ready to talk about your testimonial, and are you ready to confess your sins? God, he was cast out by the very idea that Jesus was going to be listening to him tonight. Cast out and afraid of the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Area code 612, the whole area code, afraid of God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to remind people that one of our other missions that we have going on is we want people to die like Jesus Christ. And what we're going for, ladies and gentlemen, what we're going for, sinners, what we want to do is to show your love for Jesus. We want to have a mass execution. We want to have a mass public crucifixion where every believer tacks another believer up onto a cross so he might feel the healing power of Jesus Christ by experiencing his pain himself.
Amen, brother.
Goodbye, Pastor Bob. Good God, Pastor Bob. This has been a long hour. This has been a long hour of taking over the news. This is hard work working for. Do we have any other callers? Do we have any last-minute callers you want to call in at 347-989-1371 before we cast all the demons out in 2 minutes? And praise Jesus, those 2 minutes can't get over fast enough. We got a caller. We got a caller from the 612 area code. These people are afraid of Jesus, and watch, I will prove it to you. The 612 area code caller is afraid of Jesus Christ.
I fancy myself a bit of a charmer. I'm not going to scrap wood out the back. I'm pretty sure I can pop that scrap out off the cross and fucking nail your ass out to it and leave you to die in the fucking desert. Okay, how about it? You just come down here and I'll fucking tie your ass up and fucking drive nails through you fucking broken ass.
Jesus touched your mother. Jesus Christ touched your mother in ways that your father could never hope to touch her mother. That's what Jesus Christ did for you. I want you to testify now, right now, brother. Testify.
I'm your fucking daddy, mate.
Yeah, he's cast out. He's cast out. I cast you out by the power of Jesus Christ. Pastor Bill and Pastor Bob, if you got something to say, say it to Pastor Bill and Pastor Bob. You might want to say it to Pastor Bob.
Amen, brother.
Amen. All right, we got 1 minute. 1 minute to all these heathens, all these derelicts, all these sinners in the chat room listening to the news, all those people listening live right now, and all those people listening to the archive will be exorcised of their demons. Praise the Lord.
Amen, brother. Amen.
So if you want to call in one last minute to get a prayer in before you will exorcise all of your demons, area code 347-989-1371, call in. And if you have a love gift you want to give to the Church of the Immaculate Conception, or if you want to give it directly to Pastor Bill, Pastor Bob, call in now, and operators will tell you how your love gift can be taken by the Church of the Immaculate Conception to support these ministries that we brought to you tonight, the ministries of our strippers for Jesus, getting off the devil's juice and onto Jesus' juice, Pastor Dad Retreat for Wayward Boys, World and Prayer Day, and we want to die like Jesus Christ. Those are our missions. That's our ministry, and we have taken over the news to bring you back to the power of Jesus. And I think, Pastor Bob, I think we're finally ready for that exorcism.
Amen,
the
brother.
Lay your hands on your monitor and prepare to be exorcised.
Amen. I bind and cage every foul, wicked spirit in the host, the ooze, and every listener to this board in the name of Jesus Christ.
I command your demons to be bound and gagged until they manifest and come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ, their deliverance.
I cut up all connections to your power, demons, and any reinforcements in the heavenlies, and I put cages of the Holy Spirit filled with the blood of Jesus over your covenant and organizations in the name of Jesus Christ.
I command every effigy, curse, spell, and hex, potion, lotion, and any other form of spellcast and of witchcraft that you send against me and anyone I know to return 1,000-fold to the head of the original demonic sender in Jesus' name.
I lose the spirit of Babylon into your foul spirits, and I command them to be blinded and confused in the name of Jesus.
I pour the blood of Jesus Christ down your foul spirit's throat and fill the cages of your demons to the top with the blood of Jesus Christ.
Lastly, I command war in your demonic organization and command all lower-level demons to attack them as a strong man in Jesus' name.
I also cut all silver cords of anyone listening to this show who asks for projects in Jesus Christ's name.
And shout to Jesus Christ, the first time we were sitting in the middle of the living room, the first thought that was hot.
And lost the pastors from the middle of the law, and the digital comic on their old man, Christ's house.
After these spells of the prophets, and immediately the creator of the Lord, the great father, and I said, after these spells of the prophets,
I'm going to be able to get the water.